Shalmi Shviya Stap Mem Gimel. Gemara continues with different drushes from the same psukim to see that the Meskaiva and Mitzvahs came later as well. So the Mishnah continues. The Gemara continues. The Pasuk says, Avasecha Batur Min Eschaivu. Your forefathers were postured in the Mitzvahs, and then when you came to Eretz Yisrael, you became a Schaiv. Yatem Batur Min Yisim Eschaivu. So too, you were postured, and now you became Chayiv as well. In other words, just like tell you that just like by Yeshua, Klai Yisrael was part of the mitzvahs before they came to Eretz Yisrael, so too, when they came, they were Makoyev, so too here, you were Chayiv as well. And the Mara continues, you benefit from you and your forefathers. Your forefathers didn't have the yoke of the government. When they entered Eretz Yisrael, they had no yoke of the government. They were in the Midbar. When you entered Israel, even though you still have the yoke of the government, they were still under rule. They were not the same circumstances as they were in time of Yeshua. However, your forefathers were not makuyev in the mitzvahs until 14 years after they came to Eretz Yisrael, until they got established. Why 14? 7 years they conquered the land, and 7 years till they divided up amongst the Shvatim. Until they were able to mitzvahs liyos baretz, they have to have land. You're not makuyev meiser and mitzvahs liyos baretz until your own land. So until it was divided up, conquered, and then divided up, now there's a chiyuv truma, it's a meiser, and things of that nature that you makuyev to. So by Meila, and therefore, that's why they had 14 years. Let them give you, as soon as you came to Eretz Yisrael, in the time of where? By Ezra, you already being Mechiv right away. Because now you're not divided up, you already had the land. The land was already divided up. It was controlled, it didn't change. It was still divided up. The Chalukim of each Shevet was still there. It was Kedichim Liyasad Lavo. And therefore, in the time of Ezra, they didn't have to go do anything. It was already Mekudesh. And therefore, they were able to go on the land, and therefore they had a chiyuv right away of mitzvahs liyos baretz. Atem kiven shenischastem, schatmem, avasecha lo schayv ad shekana kula. Your forefathers weren't obligated until they acquired all of Eretz Yisrael, all the land came to them, until they were able to divide it up. Atem isham isham konam eschayv. You, each piece of land that you buy, that you control, when you came back to Eretz Yisrael, so then the halachas became kedushas Eretz Yisrael, and that was the time of the of this. So each piece of land, Mechuyev, you didn't have to wait for the whole land. It was only each piece itself alone that you Mechuyev, that you took, you Mechuyev in that section. Now, Lamaisa, what does that mean in each piece of land? So the Rosh Mishlu explains that Achakana Kulo, until each one took their chalik in time of Yeshua, Kibush Yeshua, so therefore everyone had to go which was theirs, and then once they divided up, each one paskin whose is theirs, they had a chiv. But you, Kermeskav, until you had a chiv not to go to Eretz Yisrael, when they got the Eretz Yisrael, you immediately have it called Shevi Yiklu Kalko, each one had your own chalik. You just had to go ahead and to be able to which is yours, each piece of land that you bought, reestablish the chiv that you had in the land, and now you're mechuyev to it. And that's why it's different today. In the time of Be'ezra Sefer, it was already considered kedibush. And any time you go into Eretz Yisrael, you take over another piece of land that you didn't have before, it still goes back on the original kibush, and therefore there's a chiyuv of mitzvahs right away. And the Gemara continues. Same halacha we find in Rabbi Elazar, they accept upon themselves voluntarily the mitzvahs ma'isa, a mitzvahs of ma'isa they had voluntarily, because when they came to Eretz Yisrael, so Gemara says that the kedusha of Eretz Yisrael, if you say it was in the spot deal, it wasn't kitchul yosad lavo, so then there's no chiyu derais. However, they mokal upon themselves to take the mitzvah, do the mitzvah. Matam, what was the reason why they did that? What was the reason why they mokal upon themselves mitzvahs baretz? If they weren't mechuyev, so Gemara says, because it says in the pasuk, in Nechemia, becholzos, and other kosim, mamona, becholzim, all these things we established a lasting covenant. And we're writing it down, kosim, inscribing it forever. Ve'achosim, serinu, they don't go anywhere. And our seal portion, our offices, Levim HaKohanim, everybody will have a chiyuv to do their part of the mitzvah, and therefore they took upon themselves voluntarily, Nechemiah writes in the time of Ezra Sefer, and they were even midrash, so they weren't mechuyev, but each one was kept upon themselves, both the Kohanim, Levim, all of them took on their obligation to do the right thing, Trumas Maestras, who gets what, who's supposed to give it, who's supposed to get it, and they all mekabel upon themselves to do it. And they said the whole Pasuk Nechemi describes in great detail, and the Medrash and the Gemara and the Bavli describes that they put out a Sefer Torah and the sea was rolled up the next day. They realized that a Kadosh Baruch Hu was maskim. This is the proper thing that they're doing, that they go ahead and continue the mitzvah Luz Baris, which is almost like a Daraisa level, even though the key of Daraisa wasn't there. But since Lamaisa, they can live in Eretz Yisrael, and they would have gone back to what was originally done, and the Kadosh Baruch Hu was maskim, by how he did that nace, it shows that therefore it would take effect with the Daraisa. And therefore, you don't have to go Makadosh it again. And some see disagree and say no. Even doing that, even though it was showed that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was nicha to what they did, but Lamaisa, it's still only a Rabbanon, it doesn't go back to the original Kedusha that we had in the time of Kibosh Aretz, in the time of Yoshua. So this is the way Rabbi Elazar learns the Pasig. Think about my Kav Elazar. How does Rabbi Elazar know the Pasig? It's Bechoros Bekenos and Enu. Bechoros of Bechoros, that the Lach of Bechor applies even to Chutz Laretz. That the Mar says, if you say that, the Lach would be that Bechoros applies and the Torah applies all the time. Even if it's a Chutz Laretz, it's the Din of Bechor, then what does it mean that they were Makabal upon themselves later? So including the Laretz, says the Raful, I feel bechutzos chayavim lekotshekin baaretz. So if they're surely the mechuyev, so what's they telling me that they were makabel upon themselves the mitzvahs bikurim, the mitzvah of the bikuris bechernenu of the pitn chamor and the other mitzvahs of the bechar that they're makabim in their animals in Eretz Yisrael and mechuyev anyway, because even the chutzos are mechuyev. It wasn't a makabel uniquely in Eretz Yisrael. It was already makabel from before. My answers came in Chikabalayim, Dvarim Shloyim, Mechayev Malayim. Once they makabal things that they want to believe in the Raisa to do, like Trumas and Maisras, I feel Dvarim Shechayom and Layim, Helam, Makam, and Layim, Kibalayim. We looked at it again, at the even things that they were Mechayev Taka to do in themselves because they were obligated, because it applies even to Chutz Laretz, they want to do it voluntarily, to the makabal upon themselves again, do it voluntarily, not because it's a Chayev Mitzvah, they're obligated to do that. In other words, that the halacha would be, that normally Gedor the Gadol Mitzvah Yosef Mitzvah Shuv Yenza, which is halacha we find throughout Babli. It seems that Yerushalmi has this opinion, according to the Shita, that was saying that they wanted Dafka to do it voluntarily. That since they makabel upon themselves voluntarily mitzvahs, that they want mechuyev in deraisa, like Trumas and Maisra, so they also want to makayim upon themselves voluntarily mitzvahs that they want mechuyev to do so, like the Inyan of Bechor. And the locals of Bechor, of Bechor, of Etzon, etc., they're makabel upon themselves. And therefore, it's more important to do it voluntarily than to even do it in the opposite of what we say in the Bavli of Gadol Mitzvah V'Yosef, Misha Enu Mitzvah V'Yosef. And the Rosh Hashanah says, Meferesh, Upolig, Adav Yosef Bachanina, that says in Kedushin, Gadol Mitzvah V'Yosef. This Yishlami would be different, disagree with that particular opinion. Faith Tomorrow, my Mekam Yosef Bachanina, not as we Yosef Bachanina, no, that Allah and the Pah called Zos. But in spite of all of this, Gemara said they made a briz. Gemara says, again, where do we see that there was Mechuyev? Again, it's Mashman that he took these things voluntarily. They had all these things they weren't Mechuyev to, but they did it now. It says, because and Amun and Mashman Lam Kibla Maisros, that they did it upon themselves. They weren't any Chiyev, other Chiyev before. So, covering the Pasik, you see that they are Mechuyev Mederaisa. Mayan Kibbutz, Kibla Lam, save upon him Yafos. Gemara says, no, since they accepted him Yafos, he looked also at Kibla Lam Kibla Lam. So, they voluntarily did it. In other words, really, no. It's the Taka was not a Chiyev. It was not a chiyuv. It was voluntary. The pasuk seems to be mashna. The Torah seems to be saying it's an amnam akim at the makabel malayim. That since they took a bechol zos, what does that mean? It means that lamaisa, since they did it voluntarily upon themselves, we look at it as if they had the mechuyev to do it. But since they wanted to do it, they voluntarily accepted it. So we look at it as if the whole mitzvah is a nido, a voluntary mitzvah, not a chiyuv mitzvah, and it gets char on that. Where does Elazar know that the pasuk says me'avosecha? It says me'avosecha. Means your benefit means greater than your forefathers. What does it mean? He used to say the pasuk would be halacha applies the same thing, that it applies the sekesh even further, that it goes even for your vasecha. Ma'makayim says the ma'fulda Mashmah, the Torah is telling you it's the same. It's a hekesh before. That they're all considered the same halacha deraisa before kibush aretz, before kibush of Ezra, and even after Kibush Ezra. Possibly, but that's a lot more. I said, no, that refers to not now, doesn't mean now, when they come into Eretz Yisrael, but it means Lesed Lavo, Mashiach comes. That's what it means. Of it. That's what it's referring to. Your forefathers inherited the land of seven nations. When Ezra came in, it was seven nations that were there. But you can eventually destiny of 10 nations, the seven and three others that were added on, Agul and Akrun Akrona we're talking about, you'll add on to add even three more, will add on not only the seven nations that are there, but even more will be 10 that will be conquered, will be considered Makabal upon themselves, the Eser Amon, the 10 of them that we see. So it's even further to Makabal upon themselves. Like the Gemara, we see this halakha. Matzo Pasha, what are the three? We said seven that were originally there. What are the three more? Telos Kunasi Elon. What are the three others? Elon, Elosi Kunasi Elon. Enon, Esakini, Esaknis, Esakadmoni. They are Kini, Kunasi, and Kadmoni. And I've mentioned to Avram, these are going to be part of the nations, that this were included. So Yeshua, may Yeshua, they weren't, Yeshua, they weren't, these areas, these nations weren't Yarshin in the time of Yeshua. And only Akash Baruch Hu promised to them, Brisbane Absarim, that he'll give him Eser Adam, 10 nations. But we finally only gave him seven. So where is the other seven, other three? These three were given later. That's what it means, Me'avasekha. They were not given Mashas, Kibush Yoshua. They were given later. Shema says, Asya, Pasmia, Damesek. It refers to Asya, Asma, Mesek. These are the names of these cities where they're given in their Tzul, Kutz, and Syria. These areas should be considered the areas that are really Kutz. And yet they were considered the din as if they're part of Eretz Yisrael. They were given a din about these are the three things that we're talking about. The one, Kibush Arvitz, but later would be adapted and connected to be part of Eretz Yisrael. These are the three that we're talking about. Asya Kakita, okay. Asya Katige and Surke, three different, this is again, seem to be someplace near Turkey, these things, that the different interpretations of the acronym as to what this is referring to. Some say it's a city in Spain, some say it's a city in the southeast of Spain, is where these cities are, that were added on as well, that weren't part of the original Eretz Yisrael, but were given to him, added on later as well. They were added on to part of Eretz Yisrael. This is the way the Rosh Mishlu learns this Gemara. Whereas of Henry, that's what it says. These are the three things. Rabbi Yoimer, Edom Moav and Meishas Amon. Means Edom Moav and Meishas Amon. Those are the parts that were added on. The Pasuk and the Neil. Eventually, these will come into the possession of Moshe Rabbeinu, of Klal Yisrael, will fall to him. These are things also in the borders. We're talking about as far as the end, the south of Yerushalayim by Eilat, and even further that, near Amnon, near Jordan, would be all considered part of that were given to Eretz Yisrael, given to Klai Yisrael. Me'avu Sakha, Sakha Vishnikalu, your forefathers, even though they were redeemed from Mitzrayim, Chazon Ishtabu, became later of Adam again. Alatem, you, Adamak, once you become redeemed, Einatam Ishba, you're never going to become subjugated again. That you'll never become subjugated again. That this is the promise that the Klai Yisrael that they'll have will not be ever come into again. And the question is, when is it referring to? When is that referring to? They won't become again. Gemara says that the Gemara says my time. Where do we see? What's the source? Gemara says in the pasuk Yimyo Shalu Nuriu Imyolid Zakar. A man gives birth. It's like a man can't give birth. Kaka Tem so too. It's just like it's impossible for a man to give birth. So too, from the time he'll be redeemed, it'll be impossible. You'll never be subjugated again. Every Mishabdin, Kashbrook will guarantee you that it'll be the final one and there will not be any more type of partial redemption that'll go again. The person will have to go down again. The Golos again, this will be the final. This will be the final part that a person goes into. The Ma'avud explains that this is referring to the area. He asked the question, obviously, you know, that when they went into back there to Israel, Kashish, they pumped Nechav, twice, you say the second time it won't happen, but it did happen. Begimich was the story twice, only the third time Yivne Be'er of Yemenu. So it's telling you that Rishon Lechav Parmakas, So my full explains because it's really one, because the Churban Bais Rishon Rishenim was considered only one. And the Golos between them was a small Golos, which was not really considered a Golos, because the basement was still standing on some level. And therefore, it was only 70 years. It wasn't a real Mamish Golos the way we know Golos is to be. And therefore, that's considered like one, and therefore this would be considered the second one, will not go back again. That's what the Marifuda learns. The Gemara explained this, what it means that the two rather than three would be the final one in Mishpat, and you will not be Mishpat again. Gemara continues the pasuk of what the borders are. A person goes from the north from the road, from Akko to Kaksiv, meaning Mizrach Derech. He can assume that the lane is on the right, Mizrach Derech, to the east of the road. That land is Tar, the Gabi that didn't drop on of Tumas HaAkum, that maybe people are buried there on the road. They even marked their graves. The guy used to just bury their place where they were. You don't have to worry about that. Here was Maizu Shvias. And it's still Mechuyev, Maizu Shvias. That part of the land is Mechuyev. Until you know for sure that's not, until you clarity that this is, that it's not part of, these things are not part of Eretz Yisrael. You have to assume that the, that it is, and that you're Mechuyev in the locus of Tuyas Baretz, on that part. On that part that you're Mechuyev. Tomorrow says, and they continue small about Derek. If you go to the left side of the road, to the west of the road, Tamei Mishmeretz, there is Tamei Mishmeretz Yamim. You have to assume it's a Kvura there. You're part of Maisim and Shvit. You know for sure you're Mechoyev. You're Potter innocent until proven guilty. You're Potter until you actually find out for sure that you have a Chiyev. If an expert tells you that from here in Akonami it's Tar, there's nobody buried here. And then an economy you mechuyev, then you mechuyev. Until you reach Kesiv, until it goes until you reach Kesiv, until you reach the outermost city, then Shemalei Mishmavir Ad Lavlovo. Some say it means Ad Lavlovo. Until Lavlovo, there's the place between Akko and Kesiv where a person is mechuyev. My full explains that at the end of the quarter, Vetzuv in the Yad Yisrael, Minos Mechani Mederek Letzafon. So it says, Ad Shemagia, like Sivya Shlubakal, Ritsua, because each one is a separate row, a separate path, and each one's telling you that each one is Mahalik on that path until you continue and reach the end. Magia Laksiv. Or Yisma says, Ad Laklavo, until you reach Klavo, which we said before means the name of a place between Akko and Ksiv. Until you reach that part, the status does not change. The status does not change. Gemara says you're not exempt from Shvias. Gemara says Akko to Atzmaot. Good, that's until Akko. What about Akko itself? What's the status of Akko? Is that Eretz Yisrael? Not Eretz Yisrael. A big controversy in the Gemara is that there's a strip that comes from Eretz Yisrael. Referred to as called Akko. And the Gemara wants to know Akko Atzma. Is all part of Eretz Yisrael or not? Part of it we know is, but it's the whole strip of Akko. Part of it or not part of Eretz Yisrael. So Gemara says, Rachbi Badimi Min Train Uvde De Rebbe. Oh look, we had two maestros, the Gabi Rebbe, Alfin, Yopin, Akko, Vyeshba Eretz Yisrael. We learned from there that Akko is within the borders of Eretz Yisrael and Yemachuyev Yeshba Kutzlaritz. It also has part of it that's Kutzlaritz. So Akko is unique that it's both part Eretz Yisrael and part of Eretz Yisrael and Kutzlaritz. So parts of it, you have a Chiyuv of Shvius, you have a halakas of all the Mitzvot Tluyos Baris, and part of it, you don't have a Mitzvot Tluyos Baris because it's not part of it. Gemara explains that we had, where did we see this Maisa from? Gemara said, we see this Maisa from that he learned it from a Talmud of his who, Gemara said, Paskin differently into the land of Akko, of where the part of Eretz Yisrael, which was not part of Eretz Yisrael, Gemara's going to discuss with us tomorrow's daf as to where to determine in Akko where the line would be, the border between Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz.